In this book, I will address an issue every person on the entire planet has to deal with: how to find happiness. A lot of people are not happy. Then there are those that are semi-happy. And then there are people who always seem to see the sunny side of life. The funny thing is, their circumstances are not even different, but the one person enjoys life better than the other. In one way or another, we do everything because it either makes us happier or we think it makes us happier. In this book, I will reveal key factors that will lead you to a happier life. They are principles which have existed since the beginning of time. But since life is hard and at times kind of complicated, they are not always easy to apply. Because these methods are so ancient, they have been proven to be effective multiple times. If you apply the basics touched on in this book, your life will be happier and easier. I am not claiming to tell you anything new in this book. You might already do a lot of these things, but to be reminded of them and having them in a nice overview like this can be priceless. It can benefit you if you live according to them consistently. Just think about why you do things for a moment. Maybe you do what you do because it feels good. Maybe just because you want that product, that food, or because you want people to like you. Maybe life is about safety for you. Safety in health, finances, relationships, and no risks. Or perhaps you do things because it gives you self-esteem and makes you look at yourself in a more powerful way. You want to win, succeed, look good, or enjoy physical pleasure for a reason. The reason for all of that, in the end, is that it will make you happier, or you do it because you think it will make you happier. Like every other human being, sometimes you will be right and other times you might be wrong. Sometimes we get obsessed over things that make us happy in the present, and other times we focus on things that matter more in the long run, or even if we believe in an afterlife, have an effect on our happiness and destination in eternity. Whatever we do, we are either working on becoming happier or on becoming more miserable. We don't purposely try to become more miserable, unless it's a temporary phase of kicking against the pricks, feeling sorry for ourselves, or dwelling on the anger towards others, life, society, or something else that we feel we have the right to have. No, we always try to become happier. The ultimate goal is the same for everyone. The difference is the various strategies people use to get there and the basic beliefs or ideas they have about how the best way is to become happy. I hope that I have sparked your curiosity by now and that you see how much a simple message from a somewhat short book like this can benefit you. After all, I am assuming you are the kind of person who is in search for an easier and happier life. If that's the case, do yourself a favor and download the book. You can apply these attitudes and techniques starting today.